This is Biz. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a toddler son and a daughter who's a full-blown kid.
And I'm Teresa, a part-time working mom with two little boys.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, bribery. Let it be your friend. Plus, it's big boy bedtime for Biz, and Teresa has fun with one-on-one.
Woo! Yeah.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. I had a good weekend. I had fun with the kids this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. And
we've got mothering in the bag.
I did have that moment when I woke up this morning where I was like, am I glad it's Monday? Kind of, in a way. Like, what day do I want it to be?
Does it
matter? Take your pick. But one thing that happened was Jesse decided to take Simon to the circus.
Circuses! Awesome!
Yeah, it was great. But what that meant for me was that I had an afternoon with Oscar.
Ooh.
Which, suddenly, when it was upon us, I realized I haven't had alone time with Oscar in a long time.
Whoa.
Because he started going to preschool with Simon this past fall, and I started keeping Simon home with Oscar on Fridays. And so, it's really weird. Like, the times that Jesse takes Simon to karate, but that's during Oscar's nap. And on the weekend, I do actually get some solo time with Simon because Simon doesn't nap and Oscar does. And so, like, on Fridays and on the weekends, I do get, like, that kind of just, like, nice time where it's, like, just me and Simon connecting. And I haven't had that with Oscar in forever.
Oh.
So it was really, really weird and also so nice. Like, we had the best time, and I ended up taking him for a hike with the dogs, which, like, I was like, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'll just bring a carrier in case it gets hard, and I'll just put him in the carrier if it gets hard, which he didn't end up needing at all, and was, like, running the whole way and, like, pretending to be a dog and, like, just being adorable and just, like, I don't know, having his own, like, for a minute, it made me feel guilty because I was, like, noticing his personality so much in a way that, like, I don't
get
normally.
A chance to.
Like,
I know. It's really hard, the balance.
Yeah. And, like, I made a concerted effort to be like, don't feel guilty. This is, like, everybody is doing great. It's just, like, it was really special to, like, I was, like, making him dinner and he comes in and he's like, asking me what dinner is, and I was telling him what it was, and it was, like, some leftover, you know, like, green beans and, like, a pork cutlet, and then I was, like, giving him, like, strawberries on the side and stuff. And he just goes, can you give me pizza? I'm too tired. I need pizza. And it's just, like, that kind of shit that was just, like, you're so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that, like, we just get to have this conversation without, like, multiple other people interrupting or, like, talking or, like, taking charge or being
normally,
the ones to talk about. Like, if I was talking about dinner, Simon would have said something about the food before Oscar would have had a chance.
Or maybe Oscar would have said the pizza thing and you'd be so busy, be like, no, we're not having pizza.
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't even notice.
Like, you're fucking adorable.
Right.
It's no pizza. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
2-year-old?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was just, like, it was really awesome. Like, we just had, like, the best day. And I was really grateful for that.
That's good job.
Yeah.
Good job just appreciating it and enjoying it.
I tried. I did my best.
I know.
I did my best not to make myself feel bad
horrible.
About it.
Well, good. Good job.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Just in, FYI.
Yeah.
I'm tired. But in exciting news, Ellis got his big boy bed this weekend.
Sometimes
I will say.
Oh, shit, you
I will
guys.
Say that, like, by big boy bed, I mean it's a toddler bed. It's a small bed.
It's not a crib. Is the crib gone?
Crib is on the side waiting for, we're going to give it away.
Is it still in your house?
No, it's outside on the porch.
It's out on the porch. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
But
feral cats are going to start
feral cats
sleeping in it.
No, and I was like, seven, get rid of the fucking crib. It's all taken apart. But both kids slept in this crib.
Right, yeah.
And look, we're going to talk. We're going to do a whole show about the transition, like the logistics.
Oh, let's do that.
We need a logistics show about transitioning, okay?
We do.
But what I'm going to talk about right now is not the logistics of doing it. It is the like, we did this too early. Yeah. Is he ready? Because this was a little, this was like maybe 3 months earlier than we probably did it with Katie Bell. Uh-huh. Ellis is smack dab, like 2.5 pretty much, right? Like,
yeah.
Give or take a week or so.
Yeah.
2.5. Mm-hmm. And with Katie Bell, she was maybe 3 months shy of turning 3 when we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just had like started talking about the bed in general. We went to IKEA and we're like walking around and Ellis was like jumping on the beds and was like, oh, this is bed.
Right. Yeah.
And so for the next 2 weeks, he was like, I want my bed. Where's my bed? I want, where's my big boy bed?
Yeah.
And then I realized we were about to do a whole bunch of trips in the next couple of weekends to like in-laws and to my parents. And everybody's like, he doesn't fit in the travel crib anymore. We'll all get, everybody's like, we're all getting toddler beds. And I'm like, I like stayed up so late one night, like totally worried, being like, his first toddler bed experience can't be at somebody's house when we don't know if he's going to get up. We don't know if he's going to stay in bed. We don't know if he's going to like wander out in the stairs. And, you know what I mean? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know what he's going to do. We need the bed here first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, he's done a great job. But emotionally, you know, none of the crib sheets fitted. It's slightly longer than the crib bed was. So we're putting away the crib sheets, throwing away some, getting,
this
packing
is major.
Some others.
This is
the
really
bumper,
major.
You know, that kills everybody. Saving
but somehow
that.
Didn't kill
somehow
Ellis
didn't
by
kill
some
Ellis.
Miracle.
Because it squashes down, guys, all the way down by under the mattress. It doesn't, like, work as a fucking bumper. Anyway, you know, that I got off eBay, but now it's the most precious thing to me, right? And, like, it's like a weird collection of things that I'm not going to be able to get rid of, but it definitely means there are no more babies in my house.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more babies, guys, in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah,
that is what happened. It's
okay.
Super adorable.
Wow.
Ellis is so proud
so
of his
cute.
Bed.
Oh, I mean,
Ellis's bed.
I'm, like, weirdly jealous. Like, I want to really bad, but it was such a bad experience with Simon that I'm forcing myself to wait, but I am jealous.
Yeah.
It's so cute and it's so exciting. And
I know. Everybody, don't panic. We're definitely going to talk more about the bed.
Good idea.
In a future episode.
Great.
How else are we going to spend our summers, guys?
Right.
We'll see if I can peer pressure Teresa into making a huge sweeping life change before she's ready.
I know.
You know, as mom friends are wont to do.
Yeah.
I've made this weird decision that I'm not sure if it's good or not. Why don't you do it too and let's see. I'm sure the outcome will be the same. Speaking of outcomes that we sure will be the same, today we're going to talk about the outcomes of bribing your children.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
Bribery.
Yes.
It sounds so sinister when I say it.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
In particular, when applying it to children.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So here's a question. You, before children, a lot of our topics recently have led into this start-off question, but I think it applies here. Before kids, did you have an opinion on bribing a child? To get them to do something you want them to do.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, what was it? What was it? I see a smug look on Teresa's face.
Yeah. I definitely, when I remember when I was expecting Simon, saying to Jesse, like, no, he's just going to have to learn that, like, there are certain things that are expected of him.
Right.
And it's not about, like, getting a treat at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to, like, I have, like, understand what those expectations are and just do the stuff that you're supposed to do. Like, my kids are not going to, like, need a special reward at the end. They're just going to know.
It's like, it's so nice to be listening to you say this with both of us on the other side of kids. It's sort of like moving to New York to be, like, an actor and then you've been there, like, 10 years. And then, like, you have lunch with, like, the recent grad from your college and you meet them. They're like, I am experiencing life.
Yeah.
Everything. The other day, I saw a man jerking off on the subway. Literally, a woman did this to me, this actress.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so real, and I can feel it. And I'm like, you should have called 911, honey.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
Yeah.
But it's that, like, the seasoned vet who's like,
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Right.
That, yeah. Are you going to audition for something tomorrow? You're definitely going to get it. See you on the red carpet. Right? But it's that same thing of like, oh, not going to bribe your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you said is absolutely legitimate. I felt the same way. I feel like when I was pregnant with Katie Bell, who is now almost 7, in like 2 months, she's going to be 7, I felt like that was like a big hot topic that I kept hearing like on NPR or like, you know, all the parenting books.
I think so too.
Pretty sure New York Magazine, who hates kids, probably had a big thing. I was in New York at the time with like, are you bribing your children? You shouldn't have had kids anyway. They've ruined your life. But there was like a big thing about, I feel like that was definitely something that was in my face while I was pregnant with
Katie Bell.
Yeah. And I'm like you, I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get stuck bribing. My kid's gonna learn the harsh realities of life.
Yeah.
This is what makes us functioning adults in society.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be rewarded for bad behavior.
Right.
Right? Like, you shouldn't be rewarded for not wanting to do something. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be rewarded for doing the right thing either. Right?
Right.
Absolutely. Not gonna do it. Okay. So my next question is, do you bribe your kids? And do you remember the first time you did it?
Absolutely.
Like, my assumption that you absolutely do.
Yes, absolutely I do. And although we're going to talk more about what is bribery.
I want us to really get in.
Yeah,
I really want us to talk more about the act of bribing.
Yeah.
But just so people see where we're coming from,
sure.
What was your first? What's your...
The one that I remember, there might have been others, but the one that is like most memorable was when I was first getting into potty training with Simon, and I started doing those little tiny mini peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's as like a treat for using the potty.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I did it was because he had no interest in using the potty at all. And so if that was like that was a way for me to get him interested,
because
he knew that if he peed on the potty, he would get one of those.
Right.
And so that's a big one.
That is a big one. That's so funny. I remember that definitely falls into my camp of like, wow, would I do that? Because I remember, and it felt like it was mainly with boys, all the boys we knew. It was like the M&Ms or the Skittle or the peanut things, especially with using the potty.
Yeah.
Katie Bell had stickers. I mean, she did like a book, and it just, you know, I don't know why, what universal
stickers
thing,
were not
whatever.
Enough for Simon
right.
Born.
So, like, but for me, the moment was she was around like 2.5. We were already out here and we were at a park and we really had to go.
Mm.
And I needed her to get in the car. It was like right around 2.5. I mean, and you could fill in park or grocery store or whatever. It just kind of all happened at once.
Need to go.
We need to go. And it wasn't about carrying her out like tantrum style.
Right.
It was dragging. It was the dragging and the walking slow and the like, I need to look at this flower and the whole nine yards.
She wanted something different from what you wanted.
Right. And it was like, all right, we need to get in the car. When we get in the car, you can have, you know, a granola bar.
Yeah.
Right? It was the, you get to have a food.
Yeah.
Once we get in the car. Can I have it now? Nope. Once we get in the car.
Yeah.
And that began, like, pretty that is why my kids snack so much in the car.
Yeah. Or why my kids ever get in the car.
In the car. Yep. All right, we're going
to
get in the car, but we got to get something to eat in the car. So that's, like, our breaking moment, our moments where we really remember starting it.
Yeah.
So I would like to talk about what is bribery.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it exists between two sort of other parenting universes.
Mm, right?
And the first universe is before they turn two, somewhere before two, give or take a couple of months. Every kid's different in how they develop when they start manipulating you for rewards. but I do feel like all the books and everything refer to this technique of redirect. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're redirecting your infant and your baby and your one-year-old or whatever. If they are fighting over a toy, you redirect them to something
go
else.
Go draw with these crayons over here.
Right.
Let's
you know, go do something else that's equally fun and great.
Yeah.
Right? There's no one's like punishing somebody for not sharing or whatever, right? You talk about the act of sharing, then you redirect.
Yeah.
Or you redirect all over the place.
Constantly redirecting.
Right?
Yeah.
So that sounds incredibly healthy. For your
it
child,
seems
right?
like what's recommended.
Right.
Yeah.
That
so,
seems
yeah,
to be the very recommended.
Healthy,
that doesn't, no one's calling that bribery.
No.
So then they enter their twos, where they have many more opinions, or at least they're able to vocalize them more, and actions and all this sort of stuff. So then this is where I feel like the word bribery starts to feel more sinister, even though technically I could debate that I am redirecting my child from the flower that he wants to pick to the granola bar waiting for him in the car, right? Do you like how I'm spinning this? Right? But I'm wondering what makes it a bribe. Is it what you're offering? So, for example, if I want Ellis to get in the car and I'm like, all right, it's time to get in the car. You can have tomatoes when you get in the car.
Yeah.
Like, is that a bribe? Because it's a tomato?
I know. It's
and
not
that's
marshmallows.
Helping? Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's
I
not.
Know.
Yeah. So, like, if the... You know, or is it a bribe if you're like, we're going to Target. I don't want to go to Target. We'll get a toy at Target.
Yeah.
Right? Is that
a
bribe?
You can pick something out when we go when we're there
we're
as
there.
A reward for being a helper at Target.
Right.
That's what
as opposed
I do all the
to,
time.
Right. But I'm also like, well, I'm going to Target for something.
Right.
So
we're
all going to Target for something.
Yeah.
Yours just happens to be an awesome toy. Mine's toilet paper and a lampshade.
It seems like definitely still a bribe. Like, no, it does. It does.
Right?
Right. I know. And it's also how you say it. Like, I'm really, and I feel like this may just be complete bullshit, like me just trying to like convince myself that I'm not engaging in bribery. But like, I, with Simon, I am constantly saying, like, as a reward for being a helper at XYZ, you can have blah, blah, blah at the end. Or like as a reward for, it's always as a reward for being a helper. And it gives me a thing to, redirect his energy towards this other behavior.
Right.
And it gives me like, I don't know, like something, it's a motivator. Like a lot of times his motivations are totally different from my motivations. And in order to get his motivations to be the same as mine, I have to give him a thing that he wants. Like I have to give him. So, but in other words, that is the same as me saying like, I'll give you a marshmallow if you'll do this. And that sounds more like a bribe.
Well, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But it's the exact same
thing. Okay, so for technical purposes, the makeup of it, the ingredients of it are the same.
Yeah.
But that's what I think. I think that's what we're saying is that it's just the wording.
Yeah.
Like a reward for being a helper versus if you do this, you'll
get
this.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like if you give me a pass on my health inspection for my restaurant, I'll give you $200,000. If you, no one's like, because no one's like at the local like bakery saying like, if you'll be my helper, I'll give you a reward for being my special helper.
Yeah.
Your job is to give me an A.
Right.
And your special helper award is putting your kids through college.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Under the table. So
there's also like things where they would get it anyway, but I'm just putting it in a certain order. So like, for example, my kids get a multivitamin every morning and it's a gummy vitamin and they really like it and it seems like a treat to them. But I'm happy to have them have it regardless.
Right.
But they get it as the last thing before we walk out the door. And it's a way for them to be motivated to use the potty, have their shoes on and be out by the front door. Like the kitchen is right by the front door.
Right.
So like it gets them away from whatever toys they're playing with. It gets them to use the potty. It gets them to be ready to walk out the door because when they're ready to go, they get a gummy vitamin. They're going to get that gummy vitamin one way or another. And I used to give it to them at any old time. But then I realized I could just give it to them right before we leave the house.
Yeah.
And that's a way of getting them out the door.
That falls into that whole camp of like, let's turn something into a game. Let's turn the order thing is genius. You know, like we'll get the toy at the end of our trip to Target or we get it at the beginning so that they have something to do or whatever.
Strategizing
with
rewards. Yeah.
But like, again, is it a bribe if you're like, you know, you turn something into a game? I think about that woman who called in a million years ago who's got like the five kids and she can never get them like all lined up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like, well, draw circles on the floor and be like first place, second place, third place.
Yeah.
You get an order, right?
Yeah.
Like make it this like challenge game, right? Competition. But is that also not sort of a bribe or is that a redirect, right? So like, so is it the...
Okay. That doesn't seem like a bribe to me.
It doesn't feel like a bribe.
Because it's a game. It's a like the reward is that they won, I guess.
So right.
Not like...
Well, I don't know.
But it's a different... Right. It's a different...
It's a different...
You, again, you're like, in that scenario, the reward for them is not that they did what they was expected of them.
Right.
It was that they were playing a game that was fun for them. So,
right.
Yeah.
So,
I guess.
Yeah. So, but that leads into, so what is, okay, so if bribery and how we're spending it right now, coming out of the early stages of parenting, the redirect theory of, of parenting, that sounds really healthy. Bribery sounds great. It sounds like it's helping us solve a problem and somebody's put a horrible label on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then I feel like it has a chance to cross into the next side of parenting, like this other circle or universe of parenting, which is the spoiling.
Oh, yeah.
The, like...
Kids are in charge.
Kids
will only do anything if they're also getting, like, a cookie.
Right.
They'll never do anything without getting...
Because we have to balance. I've definitely found myself in a situation where, like, I don't have something to get them with me in the car.
Yeah.
Or they're, like... Or they've just had a treat somewhere else.
Right.
And they're ready to get in the car.
Really,
And I'm like, I don't want to give you a fucking granola bar in the car or whatever. Then I do have to say, no, we're actually just getting in the car.
That's right.
So they have... They get both... universes.
That's important.
To say they get
that
the universe of here's this.
Yeah.
And I also have to be prepared to say to them many times, no, or it's just the one, or I need you to get in the car because we need to go some other place.
Yeah.
Like the bribe isn't always there for you to use.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like it crosses into the dangerous category of the sheer panic when you start offering stuff you don't have. Like, that's one thing I've found myself in the situation. Well, when we get home, we'll make cookies.
Right.
Like, I won't fucking make cookies when we get home.
Exactly.
Right? It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Or you can go home and watch 8 hours of television.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are less bribes and more, well, I guess they're bribes, but they're more of the danger side. So we have to be like, I feel like, where is it okay to bribe? And because, like, what about the tantrum bribe? I think that's valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's, like, really hard where the kid starts to melt down.
Yeah.
Is that a redirect? You know, like, it's one thing to, like, I just need us to get in the car. I need us to move at a faster pace, or I need us to get out the door or whatever. And then there's the, I want another cupcake. You've already had a cupcake at the party. You can't have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids start screaming, I want another cupcake.
Yeah.
And the act of giving them the second cupcake, that feels more like the give-in. The bribe is, I want my child to stop screaming and having this meltdown in front
I'll
of everybody, right? So
cupcake.
I'll give them the second cupcake. So that's where I think all
the,
like...
But you're fucking yourself over so hard when you do that.
I know, because that's the line that you later have to... Steph and I look at each other sometimes with small things and go... You know, if we do this, you know, this isn't the granola bar in the car.
Right. Right.
This isn't the, like, we'll all go to Target and get a toy.
Yeah.
There's something about the, if we let them do this thing.
Yeah.
And it's somehow tied to or related to a real bad behavior.
Yeah.
Not being a 2-year-old who moves slow.
Right. Yeah.
Is that setting us up for a bigger fight down
later.
The road.
Yeah, like sometimes it's just worse to let the tantrum happen. I mean, it's worse. It's better to just let the tantrum happen.
Yeah.
I think this is a really important point because I have justified the bribery to myself when it is something about I want to get my child out of a certain habit that they have and experience a new habit. So, like, with the achievement charts that we do for bedtime.
Oh, that's right.
Like, basically, it really helped Simon get out of this, like, recurring habit that he had of, like, basically spiraling out of control in these same particular ways at bedtime, like, about the bedtime routine.
Right.
And, like, by... like changing it up and having this sort of sticker reward system, it did get him out of that habit. But the idea is use the bribe to like kind of shake things up and change things and get them to experience things going well.
Right.
You know, like things going well in a different way. But then the problem is here you are and now you're stuck doing the same thing forever. Like, for example, I gave Simon a treat because to convince him to wipe himself.
Yeah.
He would not wipe himself. He was scared of it.
Right.
We talked about it so many times. We went through this whole thing. He did not want to do it. He was totally like, it was like a major thing.
Yeah.
It was like weeks long of like talking about it calmly, like talking about different things, talking about, you know, just
right.
trying. He would not try it until the day they said, you can have a marshmallow if you do this.
Wow.
And he did. And then I was like, this is a win because he needs to do it. And now that he's done it, he can see that it's actually not that big
right.
of a deal. But I'm yeah. totally in this point. This is, we're now 6 months into this where he gets a treat every time he fucking wipes.
Whoa!
Up. Yeah.
You are lit. Thank you for sharing the example.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly
That's
the place
we
that we all wind
yeah.
up possibly getting
and I
into.
Know,
yeah.
And I know that like, and it hasn't like escalated from there. It's not to the, like,
but
grateful,
it's, yeah.
I'm grateful for the fact that I don't have him. At least not at this current age where he's saying, like, no, you have to give me something better
right.
or trying to negotiate. He's, like, happy to have his treat, but he's really used to getting a treat for that.
Right.
And so it's like, and I'm at the point where I'm like, I know this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to stop doing this.
Right.
And I will. Like, I'll, at a certain point, I'll say, Simon, you're really good at wiping yourself. You no longer need to get a treat for wiping
right.
yourself. And he's gonna be at an age at this point, like, probably in the next few months, where he's gonna know, yeah, it's ridiculous for me to have my mom still wipe me.
Yeah.
I can do this. And he'll be pissed,
right.
but he'll still do it, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't done it yet because I just don't want to deal with that. It's just way easier.
Well, there go the two universes colliding right there.
Yeah.
That's the two perfect, that's like the perfect parenting
yeah.
storm, isn't it?
Yes.
So, like, I'm going to do this bribe thing
yeah.
to help us get past this
yeah.
as well as make my life easier.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to realize, I'm going to hit that place where I know it has to change.
Yes.
Right? And it's the old, you could have either made that hard choice before... like gone a different route
yeah.
other than the marshmallow.
Right.
Which would have been more difficult, longer,
yeah.
more time consuming.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want your leftover, you know, stepped on cake now?
Right.
Or do you want it 6 months from now?
Right, exactly.
Either way, you have to eat this fucking
exactly.
stepped on horrible piece of shit cake,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But and I think that like falls, that's like where all that stuff comes
yeah.
from. The kid who still has the bottle by like the time they're five. The
yeah.
like kid, like whatever. The sleeping, the coat, like whatever it
yeah.
is. You as the parent have made this decision. I will deal with it.
Yeah.
And it may be worse.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Yeah. But this
but
is
I'm
what
going
I'm doing.
To do it
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But again, there's that weird place of, and I am all behind, if you need to get your kid off the floor in the middle of Target,
mm-hmm.
and like with the show, I think about you and the guns, the Buzz Lightyear guns or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
When you guys were at Disneyland
oh,
last
yeah.
year and
we
like the kids are having the meltdown
yeah.
and you had to stop the meltdown.
Yeah.
However it needed to be stopped.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a toy. It was a gun toy.
Yeah.
It was like the ultimate.
Lasers. Yeah.
It was the ultimate.
Yeah.
So like we all...
oh, man. Parenting, right?
So, right? So, like, absolutely. There's no judgment here
yeah.
on how you bribe your children.
Yeah.
Because we all bribe our children.
Yeah.
It's more so the larger philosophical debate of like, when, where, how, and, you know, what is this the thing that's going to lead to the
right.
larger problem?
Right.
Or is this just the thing that's going to get you out of the fucking parking lot?
That also leads me to think about, like, later when they
yeah.
get older. Like, I was thinking about this. I was listening to Weekend Edition this past weekend, and there was a story about this woman who was, like, just got her PhD, and she's, like, one of five kids, and she's undocumented. Her whole family's undocumented.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are, like, farm workers that brought her here when she was five. And all five kids have higher education
yeah.
degrees. Like, all five kids are, and the parents, like, still work on a farm. And they were interviewing the parents, like, how did you do this? Like, what's your secret? Like, you know, not just for the sake of, like, being farm workers and being undocumented
right.
and, like, all the disadvantages that they, like, had to overcome, but just anybody with five kids, if all five kids have, like, higher education,
yeah.
like, fancy degrees, like,
oh,
that's...
Please say all the marshmallows they could eat. Please
well,
say all the...
this is the thing. They said, like, how did you do it? And they said, well... lots of family togetherness, and they got $20 for every A.
Yes.
But they also fined them
yeah.
for, like, C's, D's, and F's
oh
or something.
This is my parents.
So, okay, because my parents never did that.
We...
and this was a thing growing
oh my...
up. There were the kids
yeah.
whose parents did that and the kids whose parents didn't do that. And I remember
oh.
distinctly being jealous because
yeah.
I got pretty good grades.
Yeah.
I was jealous of the kids who got paid for their A's. And but I knew it was like icky somehow. Like if I talked to my mom about it, she was like, she definitely did not think that that was cool. Like she was like, it was very much like you need to like have a love of learning and like do well for the sake of doing well. And like the A is your reward. Like this is, but then you look at this like family with these amazing high achiever kids. But then what's funny about that is also you're like, oh, but and like we used to read together every night, and like we used to, and you start to think like, okay, well, was it really the bribery, or is it these are just really smart, great, loving parents who like had a great like family life
clearly
with their kids?
It works, because you could like give that kid that marshmallow all the time, Teresa, and then never make contact with your children on other like in other daily life.
Yes,
and then they are gonna grow up with this idea of a purely reward based system.
Sure.
It all has to, because like that's so funny you mentioned the grades.
Yeah.
We should have thought about like, were you bribed as kids?
Yeah.
And I guess because as a child, when you grow up, I don't know if you remember it as bribery as much as it is just a thing that was in your house. I never thought about like it being we got paid, you know, $5 or $10, you know, A's and B's. If you got a C, it wiped mm-hmm. everything out. You did mm-hmm. not get any money, mm-hmm. even if you got like all A's and like one C, it wiped it out, right?
Oh, wow.
And then in eighth grade, my sister's deal was, but if she got straight A's for a whole semester, she got a stereo, right?
Oh,
and then
God.
it came up to my eighth grade, and I was like, I don't really care,
because
she's about to go to college, and I've got her old stereo.
Yeah.
I was like, I learned how to get around that system.
Awesome.
I was like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
I also like the math behind just one C, because if you figured out you were going to get a C, you could just be like, all right,
none of
the other stuff matters.
Yeah, that's totally what I figured out. But, you know.
They also say, like, oh, it, like, creates a mentality that, like, grades are the only thing that matters, and, like, you're not, because, like, my parents would say, like, we don't care what your grades are as long as you're, like, learning and working really hard. That was the other thing. Like, my parents were not that interested in, which I think is great.
Yeah, like, well, we got that lesson, too. I mean, our parents all said that, too.
Right.
But additionally,
you also got
the money, right?
Phrase.
So, and it's so funny because Stefan and I briefly, like, I guess somebody recently was talking about this on NPR recently, this whole, and it wasn't that stripe. It was, like, last year, somebody was like, well, I'm never paying my kids for grades.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I said, oh, we got paid for grades. Stefan was like, we are absolutely not paying the kids for their grades. And I'm like, well, by the time they're old enough, there's not going to be an AB system. It'll be some other bullshit.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say, by the time they're grown up, we won't have any money left.
Not with all these bribes I keep giving our kids to get in and out of the car. I'm already in the hole, man. Do you know how much fruit leather costs? So much. And that 99 cents adds up. So
okay, sorry. But anyway,
I realized it was like one of those conversations where I was like, all right,
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, either we will or we won't.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer now because we are so far away from that.
Yeah.
But because I never saw it as something harmful and I had a love for learning and I went on to I read and I love learning, all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't, it doesn't connect for me.
It clearly was not the most important thing, right?
It wasn't the takeaway.
Yeah.
But I am trying to think, were there other bribes?
Yeah.
But so your parents didn't pay for A's or B's, but can you remember them ever like bribing you in some way, or are your memories of it being a redirect? You know, was it the Pixie Sticks? Was it like
there
a cake or TV?
There must have been little things.
I don't see how you survive as a parent.
Maybe
if you don't,
TV.
Like, get...
I remember TV getting taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. The opposite of bribing, the punishing. So let's wrap up on, is there a downside? If there's other positive elements coming in, and if the bribes, for the most part, are set up in a way that we're, why are we even using the word bribe? If the redirects, if the adorable redirects.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's do face
rearrangement this. Of motivating factors.
It's like the little
mutually
white lies.
Beneficial fashion.
Of course the moon is made of cheese, Katie Bell. Go to bed. Will it get you to stop asking me 100 times tonight? Great. Lying works as a parenting tool.
Yeah.
And redirecting, remotivating, whatever, also works as a parenting tool. Is there a downside? I mean, the only takeaway I have as a downside is if you're not balancing that, if you are so tired, so broken in spirit as a parent, that you just, it becomes the only motivator for your kid, and I have teetered on this many times, it is, then you wind up with a Veruca Salt, right? Like, you wind up, when the bribe becomes more of a, like, literal emotional plug. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Where it's like, I can't hear the asking or the begging or the stop. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where it becomes a reward for bad behavior as opposed to a redirect to get better behavior.
Right.
And that does sound like a fine line, everybody.
It does.
That sounds like a fine line because they exist so closely.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's it. And the other downside is like you as the parent having to like fix something later that you didn't want to deal with at the time, which is equally difficult.
Yeah. Like I think the idea that we're sitting here like trying to basically make ourselves feel better about this is hilarious. I think that that's great and so funny. And I also think that like this is one of those areas where like we are not scarring our children for life. It's a question of, like you say, is this what I want to deal with right now versus dealing with it later? Like, it's basically making a choice. Like, how do you want, like, which problem do you want to have and when do you want to have it? Like, because you're not going to be able to solve anything with this. It's really just a tool for, like, can I...
Puttings off tomorrow what you don't want to do today.
I
think that's it. And you know what? That is okay, as long as we identify it and say it for what it is, use it when we need to use it, not feel guilty for using it.
Make sure our kids know we love them.
Make sure our children, make sure there are other positive elements, because listen, this is not the thing that's going to screw them up for life.
No.
We have many other opportunities to do things that will screw them up for life. It's a multitude of things, guys. So as long as it's just one small one.
Yeah.
And we try and... You know, it's like, here's your gum. Now let's eat 5 pounds of blueberries to make up for it. Then it's all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, here is a fact that we have recently shared a few times on the show at this very moment, and that is that 1 out of 3 women, after giving birth to children, sometimes find themselves leaking a little pee. Doing in pretty much anything. Coughing, sneezing, jumping, trampolining, chasing your toddler.
Laughing really hard.
Right. It's one of those things.
While you're listening to your favorite podcast.
It can be surprising and catch you off guard and not something that people shared with you. But what we've been sharing with you the last couple of weeks is an amazing new product, Icon Undies.
Yeah, and Icon Undies are really beautiful, really comfortable, really nice undies that have this sort of like wicking padding in the bottom. It does not feel like you're wearing a pad at all.
It doesn't look like there's anything really there.
No, they look like regular undies, but they happen to be able to hold up to 5 teaspoons of liquid, which is totally amazing. So we wanted to let you guys know that if you're wondering about it and you're not positive about it, they do offer a 30-day dry run trial period. That's what they call it.
I appreciate their sense of humor. It is.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
They know what they're selling.
So you can try it out for 30 days. And if you're not into it, they'll refund you.
This is truly something that solves a problem that many of us have in a stylish, beautiful, comfortable way. Nothing else feels normal after you have kids. So why not give yourself this thing that does?
So go to iconundies.com and check out their gorgeous underwear. You can use the code BADMOTHER if you'd like to get $5 off your order. And I don't know why you wouldn't. Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time, Teresa. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
I read What Makes a Baby with Simon.
Oh.
Corey Silverberg's book.
Which is the appropriate age for reading it to your child.
Yeah.
What I've done with the sex book. Go ahead.
He's 4 and a half or 4 and 3 quarters, I guess you could say.
Oh, my God.
I know. And It's just such a great book. I know we had him on the show, so obviously we love the work, but it's like, it's just, it's such a wonderful book because it's so based on science mm-hmm. without a lot of other stupid assumptions, but it also has this way of like making the child feel really special, like something really special happened that is the reason the child is here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, nice.
And so Simon just was so, he had been asking again about like how it all works. And I was like, let's read this book. I have this book. It's like, it will explain it. And we can read it together. And we read it a few times together over the course of a few days.
Nice.
And he just loved it. Like he was super into it.
That's
so
awesome.
It was really great.
That's so good.
What makes a baby?
Good job.
Thank you.
Very good job. My genius is we have the toddler bed. And I have not told Ellis he can get out of it on his own. We just didn't mention it.
And he didn't.
He has yet to.
Your deal?
Because
you did the same thing with Katie Bell.
Yeah, we just never said
it.
Now, I mean,
not until way later.
Yeah, not
she
until
started
way later.
Getting up at like 3:30.
So we've had two nights with it, and I know everybody what I'm doing by talking about this.
I know, that's true.
But I'm just going to say that we have had two nights. You know, he rolled out of it once. I don't know how he rolled out of it because we have this like bar on the side, but he did. Mm-hmm. Good job. But if he cries or he wakes up in the night, we go in and he's just sitting there. That's it. I mean, he wants to get into the bed himself for bed.
Yeah.
But he's not connected that he can just get out and be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
He just still does the same thing he did when he was in the crib, which is like, mama, come here. Come here, mama. Not asleep. Come here.
Not asleep.
It's so fucking hilarious and like so annoying at the same time. I'm like,
yeah.
Ellis? You okay? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not asleep.
Like he does. You're like, yeah, I got it.
I got it. Figure that out. Anyway, so that's my genius.
All right. That's great. It's amazing.
Low bar.
Enjoy.
Hi, Biz and Teresa. I have a genius for you. It was actually inspired by a rage-induced rant. I have three children, and I hate doing laundry. Completely just hate it. And the worst part of laundry is folding the socks because, you know, there's two pink ones and two purple ones and one with stripes and one with hearts, and it's just rage-inducing. So I threw away every single pair of socks in the house. My husband's socks, my socks, all three of the children's socks, gone. And everybody got new socks, so now the kids all have white, like, fold-down socks, and I can just match the 4-year-old socks and the twin 18-month-olds, they all have the same socks. And my husband all has the same socks. And I all have the same socks. And it's just made my life so much better. So, thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Wait, I don't understand.
Okay,
why is this better?
Because
confused.
You don't have to find two pink, two white, two red, two like whatever. Every sock matches.
But isn't it more confusing because everybody has the same white socks?
No, but there's a giant one for your husband. All those go together. You don't have to find the two polka dots. You don't have to go through all the laundry finding the magic. Oh, did I just come upon two white socks? Great. They go together.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, did I just come upon two toddler white socks? Great.
Okay.
They go together.
Yeah, because they're different enough because Simon and Oscar's socks look the same.
But they could, I mean, Katie Bell and Ellis basically wear the same sock despite the 6 years. So who cares?
Okay,
as long as there's two together.
Right, two together.
Who cares,
okay,
right?
Got it. Yep. That's amazing.
I laughed so hard. It's still cracking me up. This woman, Stefan's like, what is going on? And I told him, and he was like, if you ever get rid of my socks.
Stefan likes his socks.
Yeah, he does. He likes his socks. I just think it's the most genius thing ever, all these fucking white socks. And even though it rings a little of a psychotic break.
Good job, Mama.
Good job. Failures.
Fail. Fail. Fail.
You suck.
Teresa, fail me.
So everybody knows I have two dogs, and I try to keep them up on their training and keep them fresh on what's expected of them.
With some bribes.
With some bribes. I use dog treats, and sometimes they're kind of like the little, like, well, they're great. Some are greasier than others, but... I was on a walk with them, and I had treats in my pockets. And then later, I realized the grease from the treats had like bled into my pants and like was so greasy that you could see like the stains like on the outside of my pants.
Oh.
And even after washing my pants, it's just they're stained
just
now. And it's not just the fact that I ruined my pants.
Sure.
But it's like one of those I'm broken kind of things.
Yeah.
Like I can't have anything.
Yeah.
Like I can't just have my pants.
Yeah,
like,
why would I?
None of my stuff is okay.
No. It is the worst. I'm sorry. That is a fail just trying to do anything and put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And it's that thing where you're like, it was just a this.
I was just trying to.
It was just a thing.
Yeah.
And it just ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Sad fail.
Sad fail. Tuesday of last week, Stefan took his lunch hour and I took my day of a million other errands. We went to IKEA without children to go get the bed.
Wow.
Get all the parts of the bed. We go through the whole thing. Do we have all
was
the parts?
Was it like a date?
Yeah, it's like a day date, guys. Total day date. Get everything together.
Did you have the car. Sorry.
No, we did not have lunch because by the time he got there and we still had to wait for the line, I was like, I have to go pick up Ellis in less than 30 minutes on the other side of the world.
So
it was horrible. But we get everything.
Yeah.
And then, ta-da, it's Saturday, making the bed, gotta build the bed, time to build the bed.
Yeah.
What are these? Why is this picture include slats? Where are slats? Do you see slats? So the fail is we actually did not get all the parts of the bed.
What?
Not that anywhere in IKEA. And I have like photos because I always take pictures to know what I need to get. It didn't say the slats sold like separately or whatever, which is not how it was with the crib. But apparently it's how it is with all the toddler beds.
Uh-huh.
A little tip for you guys.
Yeah.
So Stefan and Ellis. So we got like the bed half made.
Right.
And then Stefan and Ellis had to go to the store on Saturday to IKEA. Luckily, you just walked in and grabbed it off the rack and came right back out, right? You didn't have to go through all of IKEA. But still, a little anticlimactic. Ellis did a good job. He wasn't like, bad.
Yeah.
Got it. They came back. But it was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
No one wants to go back to IKEA.
No.
In the middle of this like big boy bed thing.
And it's the weekend.
It was totally awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, One Bad Mother. I'm calling in with a fail. I am at work, and I am I'm a mother of a beautiful 5-year-old daughter who is getting her 6-year-old molars, and it's tough. But another mother came in with a little 2-year-old who is teething, or maybe 18 months, and I accidentally told her about the 6-year-old molar situation, and she almost broke down crying because of the teething situation she's going through. So that was a big fail on my part. I'm sorry, other mother, that I just I made that a little bit harder for you to get through.
Oh.
But I told her she was doing a really good job, so hopefully that helped. I don't know. Thank you very much. Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Did you also say, just wait?
Just wait.
Did you use the words, just wait till they're 5 and
That's
they start
right.
getting
more teeth, even more. I can tell you, that is the worst. There's nothing worse than like going through something and then learning that you're going to have to do it again.
I know.
And like all the bribes, especially with the teeth. I'm sorry. That does suck.
Yeah, that sucks.
How dare you try and share your parenting insight and experiences with another parent? Always equals failures.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you.
Teresa.
On the phone.
Yeah. This has been a good time.
Yeah.
Sadly, our guest has moved to later in the summer.
Okay.
But sometimes it's fun just to be guests with each other.
So true.
Isn't it?
It is.
But the person who we really like to celebrate the most
mm-hmm.
as a very special guest is our guest who joins us every week. And that is a mom having a little bit of a breakdown. Let's listen to a mom have a rant.
Hey, Teresa and Biz, this is not a rant. This is the opposite of a rant. I slept 8 fucking hours last night. My 6-month-old has been sleeping like 1 to 3 hours for 6 months. I didn't even sleep while I was pregnant this good. I feel like a fucking superhero. I didn't even realize how shitty I felt until I now know how good I feel. I feel like I could lose a baby weight. I could clean my whole house. I could do a ton of stuff. I could have patience with my toddler. I'm super mom today. I forgot what it's like to sleep. Holy shit. Because my kid got his 6-month vaccines and he passed the fuck out. I want more vaccines. Bring on the vaccination. The end.
Sometimes we need a joy rant.
That was really
sometimes,
fun.
Sometimes that is a rant, but sometimes our rants can be joyful.
Yeah.
And that was just, it was as if she just like had a drug that was amazing.
Yeah.
Like it really was. She's like the pure like I don't know. Like
it's so familiar.
So induced by some place of joy that like you got that sleep. Like your body totally is working at its best for a second.
Or it's just working the way it's supposed to.
Oh, did our bar get so low that just normal now for me is like the best version of myself?
That's amazing.
It is true. I love the whole vaccine thing.
Yeah. Give me more vaccines.
More vaccines. I want so many more vaccines. Let's turn up the heat and take a nap. Let's do it. I love this.
I love it too.
It is a good reminder that one day we will all get some sleep and feel this good again.
Could we save this rant maybe and play it sometimes when we need to hear it?
We really need it. That's right.
Just to remind ourselves.
In a good way. Not in a, you're going to have more teeth problems.
No.
For the next 5 or 8 years.
No, in a good
more
way.
More in a like, I need
Sometimes things are good.
Sometimes things are great.
Yeah.
And it's because of a lot of sleep.
Yeah. Or just 8 hours.
Yeah. It's so
normal.
Strange.
Yeah.
There, guys, 3 years in, there's some recurring points here. Parents need sleep.
Yep.
Parents need some self-care.
Yep.
To do something that's enjoyable, unrelated to their children.
You're not doing anything to break your kids.
By doing any of those things.
And no one cares if you're bribing your kids.
That's right. Your partner's not stealing from you if they do something for themselves.
Nope.
And you're not stealing from your partner if you do something for yourself.
That's also true. Yep.
You're not, putting grandma out or the babysitter out by letting somebody else take care of your kid while you go do something nice for yourself or just pass out in a coma on your bed for a couple of hours. It actually pays off. And that call right there shows you what you could sound like by doing that.
Yeah.
I swear, there should just be like a book that's like, how to be a better parent. Chapter 1, sleep. Chapter 2, don't feel bad about sleeping. Chapter 3, get some more sleep. The end. $1 million. Well, you are doing a great job.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, you know what else she was doing? I just want to throw this out there, is she was enjoying that moment.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything about this being every day for the rest of her life.
Right.
She didn't say anything about like her expectations changing that this was the new norm.
Yep.
She was basking in the, at this moment, I got sleep and I feel great.
Yes.
That's
perfect.
Awesome.
She was also doing another thing right.
Yeah.
Getting her kid vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. You all deserve some sort of reward, like a lollipop or a marshmallow, for doing a good job.
Yep.
Teresa, what did we learn today? I feel we learned a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
That it is okay to bribe your children.
Yeah.
I mean, redirect your children.
Yeah.
I mean, motivate your children, however, by any means possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as long as you love them at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
You just love them at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't get addicted to bribing.
Yeah. So it's like,
get addicted to the loving.
So it's loving working in conjunction with bribery.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two part
test. Hand in hand.
The two part system, the Biz and Teresa two part system for parenting.
Loving.
Love and bribery.
Bribery. That's right. Don't let either enter in, trick you.
Mm-mm.
Into the spoiling area.
No.
Because you are the parent.
Yeah.
You say when they get a marshmallow.
Yep.
You say
when
that happens.
And when they ask for two, The correct answer is, how about zero?
How about zero? That's right. The correct answer is to immediately turn into tough love. How about nothing? Do you think I'm made of marshmallows? Do I look like a marshmallow?
Don't
do
answer
some
that.
Children, that's right. Some children just get in the car by themselves. Why don't you be one of those children? I didn't set you up for this. Why do you talk to me so rudely?
Guys, that's not part of the system.
Oh,
that
sorry,
whole
yeah,
thing,
sorry.
That was just a riff. That's not actually the system.
Loving bribery
equals
parenting success. We also learned that geniuses can be found anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Amidst a sea of all white socks
mm-hmm.
or toddler beds.
Mm-hmm.
Lying to your children or just not telling them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Spending quality time with our children one-on-one is sometimes really great.
Yep.
Because it lets us remember that we have individual children, not just one giant
mass
blob
of
screaming,
youth.
Yelling. Yeah, of youth with arms and
the
legs running.
Part of your family.
Ah, so much of it. Yeah, and to celebrate the joy of a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked that. I liked that woman. She was awesome. Speaking of awesome, we have a meetup that we need to tell you guys about on June 5th, Sunday, June 5th at 10 a.m. in New York City. The New York City One Bad Mothers, and this can include surrounding boroughs like Brooklyn, whoever, are going to meet at the Great Hill in Central Park. The Great Hill is closest to the 110th Street B and C stop. Enter the park at 108th from Central Park West and walk up the hill. Bring a blanket to throw down and let's let the kids roam while we get to know each other. Look for the One Bad Mother t-shirt as well as balloons. Partners are welcome. So that's great. You can always let us know about meetups that you're having. We can talk about them here on the show by reaching out to us at onebadmother@maximumfun.org. You can also send us your show ideas there.
You can share a personal or commercial message right here on the show. Just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron for more info about that. You can also join our amazing community that is our private One Bad Mother Facebook group or the many subgroups that have sprung up around that group. You can get a weekly affirmation from us letting you know that you're doing a great job and giving you a link to that week's new show. You just go to MaximumFun.org and click on One Bad Mother. A link to our mailing list is in every episode post.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Biz Ellis or at Teresa Thorne or at One Bad Mothers with an S. You can also go over to iTunes and like us there and write a review. Give us a bunch of stars, whatever you want to do. That somehow strangely helps the whole iTunes universe when people do that. And it helps us on iTunes. So there you go. Yep. Thanks for helping us out. You can also tell a friend about the show.
You can always do that.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
So, everybody, we want you to know that you are doing a really good job.
Yeah,
and you know what? I really think the actual takeaway from this is give yourself a break. You're probably not scarring your child for life by offering them something to get them to do something. It's really okay. You are, in fact, doing a good job. Don't let the magazines and the TV shows and the newspaper articles and the latest this is going to kill your baby thing that's coming out to make you feel like you're doing a bad job. You're doing a great job. You know your kids. You know, you have a gut. Trust it. You're doing a really good job. This is hard. And the only thing that really matters in this is you and your family, okay? Not what the people next door are doing. Not even what Teresa and I are doing.
So true.
I mean, good God. So, everybody, you are doing a really good job. Teresa, you are doing an excellent job.
Thanks, Biz. So are you.
Thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlis, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast,
and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Do you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show? Then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
Well, Daddy and Baby fussing by, got low down Mama Blue. Oh, said Daddy and Baby fussing by, got low down Mama Blue.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.